Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Do you have the vibrancy within to actually achieve your dreams and to positively impact people? And it's so important to get down, to start being able to make sure you consider every variable, every condition to make yourself the best. Because you know what I've noticed over and over? Lots of people with big dreams, the people who are optimized in health, they achieve them faster. Not only do they achieve them faster, they actually feel better along the way. Because you know what sucks along the path of success? Burnout, fatigue, and self-hatred. And a lot of people hate themselves because of how they take care of themselves. And a lot of people are burned out, not because they're doing any more work than other people, but they're not taking care of the basics: sleep, nutrition, diet, structure. And so if we can get you just practicing some basics, everything shifts. And you just learn to control the basics. You just have to say, well, what are all the elements involved in what I do here? And how can I make sure that I'm optimizing my health, my structure, the basics? How do I make sure I end the day at the right time so I can sleep good? How do I make sure that I wear clothes that are comfortable? How do I make sure that I work out right? How do I make sure that I set up my house so that I win and stop eating the terrible things? And I know we all know this, but common sense is not always common. I think there's no other area of greater truth than in our physiology and our health. I mean, most people know what's good for them, but they don't do it. And most people know it's bad for them, but they keep doing it, right? It's when I talk with smokers, I really have to work not to judge that situation, because many of it's become an addiction for people. But at the end of the day, I don't think there's anyone smoking cigarettes who doesn't know that it's bad for them, but they keep doing it. And sometimes food, sometimes other substances become addictions. And those addictions don't serve us in our longevity, in our life, in our vibrancy. And we've got to notice all the elements that we can change or shift. You actually have way more elements that you can change and shift for your energy than you even know. Simple things, like we talked about on day one with physiology, just standing and moving once in a while can make you produce so much more. It was no question when we surveyed for high performers worldwide, the high performers worldwide, especially the top 15% of the top 15%. So if you consider high performers in any industry, let's just call it the top 15%. That was kind of a good medium that we saw across what we were measuring. The top 15% of that, they were 40% more likely to work out 5 times a week than everybody else. Now, that's not asking a lot, 5 times per week. And 5 times a week could be moderate exercise, like just walking. Get out and walk with purpose. Put your podcast on, put your tape on, put your thing on, put your spandex on. Get out that door and go. Everyone can do that, but we don't. Common sense is not always common practice. So what I would really encourage you to do today, at some stage as we go throughout this process, commit to optimizing your health in every measurable condition that you can that affects your performance. Always think of physiology as just a performance enhancer. It's going to enhance your ability to achieve your dreams faster when you feel great. How many of you lost a lot of days by feeling bad? Just, I mean, physically bad, like, ugh, right? We've all been there before, right? The day after a celebration where you had too much wine or too much food or Thanksgiving, you wanna die the next day and you can't even, I mean, it's hard to pick up the remote control. You're just like, ugh. Right, we've all been there, but a lot of people stay there throughout the year. They really do. Other people, look, they are unbelievable. I meet these women sometimes and they have little compartments for their food for every single day. Everything is measured out, the perfect little dish of this and little dish and little colored dish of this and little dish of that. And it's amazing. And I look at it, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And they don't sleep. Or I meet somebody who has the dish and the sleep, but they're not working out. Or they have the dish, the sleep, they're working out. But they never drink any water. It's all caffeine, all caffeine, all caffeine, all caffeine. You gotta approach your performance holistically. Every moving variable that could affect your physiology, you pay attention to. How I carry myself to protect my physiology, how I roll out at the end of the day, the ice baths that I take, the supplements I take to knock down inflammation. Everything geared to give me more miles doing the work. When I'm at home, no different. I think about how I set up my office. I think about the lighting in the office. I think about the food that goes in with the office with me for snacks. I think about the simple things that I drink and my schedule of what I'm drinking throughout the day so I don't experience dehydration fatigue, which a huge percent of the population experiences, especially in the US where we buy more bottled water than anybody else but don't drink it. It's like, it's the most amazing thing. Americans tend to have all this bottled water and they don't drink it. They drink like a quarter of it or a half of it and then they leave it somewhere. And there's all these open bottles of water everywhere. No one's drinking the water. Or if they're always drinking bottled water, they're also getting all those BPAs and toxins in from the plastic, and they're not as healthy as they think they are. So there's all these little things that we've got to revisit and check. Because if you're fatigued, your dream gets further away. If you are fatigued, your dream gets further away. Now, I know, no question, many of us, we've gotten sick. We've had health conditions that came up, that tripped us up, made us not feel good, wiped out weeks or months of our life. And in those situations, that's why it's even more important to master our physiology and change how we use our own body and control the conditions that we can to be as healthy as we can. And sometimes that means you get professional support. I'm not a doctor, by the way. You find the people who can give you professional support. Most of you, if you've never gotten all of your blood work done, if you've never done a full physical, if you're after, 40 or 50 as a man and not done your basics, making sure you check, you gotta do the basics. You gotta protect your health.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? If you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. If you've ever heard me tell my car accident story,
I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.